Begin the current daven sechta suga davi alf begin amad beis. We're getting taste master begin with the gemara psun la elam. It's always going to be puzzle. It's going to remain puzzle. Which taste says kula merav kula shitasa, all the amaram and all the different opinions in our sugya come out kishmol that yeah, it doesn't help to go ahead and cut the strings of tzitzis after it was already hung on the garment, as we say in our sugya because of tasa v'lem and asa. And that if loy amak tzitzas and zureasias, we don't say the cutting is like the making. And so to begin a sukkah tzurf nanua by sukkah also. You have to go ahead and shake it. It's not enough to just detach it. Tonight says master begin words of the Gemara, the Shalfinu Shalufi, which is much discussion how to translate what Taisa's premises in the sugya. But the Gemara says that when you bend the leaves of the tree into the sukkah, then even according to Rav, it's not going to help this that you cut it off. Which Taisa says, because that's a little bit difficult. The Mafarish time, the Bryce itself explains the reason is because Tasa Manasa, not because it looks like it's attached. So says Rashi, what you could say is you're right. It's just an allusion to the halacha. Or inami, or another part you could say is hachamayi. We're talking about kishon nifshach u'meura beklipa, where yeah, you bent it and you detached it, but it's still attached by the bark. And the ein yochel hachisla, but it's not enough to give it that it should stay alive. As Taisa says, like you find a chulin of kuf chazayin on the base. The avik of the chashav gets also, although yeah, it's really considered like it's attached. Come on, keep it like next to like since it's not totally detached. So we don't say that when it's cut, the zuya see that's what it's making, and therefore it's going to be possible because of tasa b'nasoi, even according to Rav. Kinek Taisa master begins the words the gemara David b'shem min yitzadik. Taisa says, who is this? It's Tana Haya. He was a Tana. The Efshe Shazehu Haniska become a Kemis B'Shas. Maybe this is the one who's mentioned many times in Shas. Omer Yechem Shem 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 Yitzadik. Because Taisa says, Ve'ein Zehu the Perek Zeh Boyer. It's not the one mentioned in Sanhedrin of Chavav Melav Tikarinu Rish Lakish Rei Bokeh that Rish Lakish called him a shepherd of the flock of cattle. But Omer Yechem Yemuchim said to them, Ikarin Chu Rei Yitzayin Ma Yevet Lachuan. If I called you the shepherds of the flock, what would I do to you? Meaning, because Leham Mahat Lehachi, he would not have responded to him who's Rabbi Yochanan and name Shem Yitzadik, Elamoychay El Kvadrabe. He rather would have protested on the honor of the dignity of his teacher. So obviously that's some other Shem Ben Yitzadik, meaning Shem Yitzadik, who Rabbi Yochanan says in his name, as we find other places in Shas, is obviously not the same one that's mentioned in Sanhedrin of Chavav. Then next time the master begins with the Gemara of Hachem, Bemeil of Lulav Misukah Kmiflik. Here the Machlik says regarding if we learn that the lachas of Lulav from Sukkah, which the Gemara said according to everyone, yeah, Lulav has to be bound, needs agad, and we don't say that the cutting and the picking is its making. And therefore, by sukkah, it's possible because tasavon also, but by lulav, there is a mandam that holds that you don't learn that lulav from sukkah. And therefore, you don't have the psul of tasavon also. So therefore, it's going to be kasha. So he says, this is what we say the machlig is regarding if one violated and he plucked it on the yomtiv. I don't disagree regarding case when you plucked it from from before yomtiv. What do you mean? If you plucked up the berries even before Yom Tov, but it's after you binded it already, so that should also be possible because of Tazav Lehman Asa. So why disagree specifically if he violated and he did this picking on Yom Tov? Because the Bayi Lashmin and Indich Yatzimetz, because we wanted to tell you the halacha that there's no law of rejection regarding mitzvahs, where although Yom Tov already started and it was invalid, but it doesn't remain rejected. Because he's a Pekul Bagazel, like the Gemara brings later on the Flamagim Lerav, which you wouldn't have known had you picked it from before Yom Tov, where it was never rejected. Or you know, another approach, that this they specifically disagree regarding if they pick the berries on Yom Tov, and not from Erev Yom Tov, is Mishum Dim Erev Yom Tov HaYochel Sakel L'Tchila, because Erev Yom Tov, you could have fixed it initially. Meaning, L'Hak to Ogdeh V'Lach Sol Ogdeh. To undo the binding, pick the berries, and then rebind it again. And then it wouldn't be any Psul of Tasman Ma'asad. Therefore, we said it specifically on Yom Tov, where you can't avoid that. We have another approach, because the Bishop the Kamon. The way Rashi explains later on, the reason why they said the machlik is specific on Yom Tov, the name of the to tell you that their machlik is regarding if it was done after it was already binded, the hub Yom Tov lay agadlay. Because you're not binding on Yom Tov, whereas every Yom Tov you might have thought it was before. And therefore, you have to say no, it's specifically regarding if it was after it's binded, and then that's where you have the machlik of Tasu Blem Nasi. Connect, says Masal, the beginning of the Gemara, Lekicha Leofinim. Now, they don't have this Gzer Shabbat. Which Chayes points out, but Ish Kedushin, beginning Kedushin of Bezim Alav, Yal Finan Kicha Kicha Mr. Ephraim. Learn that the famous Gzer Shabbat, that Kedusha Ishin, the Kedusha of a woman is with Kesef, of Gzer Shabbat Kicha Kicha from the field of Ephraim. Aval Hachal, Lo Yafin Gzer Shabbat, because it's the Lekicha. Meaning, although we had a Messiah of Kicha, but the word Lekicha It's a different one, and that they don't have such a gzeir shava. We compare the halachas of sukkah to that of the chagiga, which Tais just points out. He says, "Hach over here that we're learning from chagiga that you have to make the sukkah from things that are not makabel tuma." Ma'isi kro the chagas sukkah taslach. Ule'el, but the Gemara previously in the Tesman Aleph, the Asrin Na'atzi Sukkah, that we were saying that the walls of the Sukkah are considered Mukta all 7 days, Mishum the Iskish the Chagigah is compared to Chagigah, that is a different halacha. And that Ma'isi Kro, the Chagas Sukkah Shabbos Yom Lashem, that we bring from the Pasuk of Chagas Sukkah Shabbos Yom Lashem, so that's a different comparison to Chagigah. Here it's regarding that it has to be something that's not Makabal Tumah, and there it's regarding that Huxel Mitzvase. In the next test, Masla begin with the Gemara of Gedulim and Aretz, and that it grows from the ground. Which the Gemara had said that, yes, Chach has to be something that grows from the ground. And we learn from Chagiga, which comes from an animal which grows from the ground. That Tais points out, but Ishbur Kama Arvin, the Gemara, Irvin of Chabazam and Bez, Gabi Maisa Shane, Meloza Maisa Shane. Tixiv, like it says in the Pazim and Sadek, Babaka, but saying that you should put your money to things that you can eat by the cattle and the flock. So Chash, Behem Gedulim and Aretz, there, when it makes a Kala Prat, it says it has to be like the specific, which is something that grows from the ground. So it's calling an animal Gedulim Ha'aretz. Perkas Echaz Apam Barim B'Bam Metzid HaPeiz Tesem Menav Gabay Dayish regarding threshing, regarding what it could eat during the time when it's working. Will be Perkam in the Gedushin, in the first part of Gedushin, Abiy Zayim Menav Gabay Nokab, regarding the gifts that the Eved gets when he goes free. L'chashvim Gedul Karka. There it does not consider the animal as Gedul Karka. So is it Gedul Karka not? So Taisa says, regarding to the halachas of things that come out of the ground, literally, like threshing, and regarding the growths. So regarding that, that animal is not considered as something that comes out of the ground. And those two psukim are of Daish and of Hanaka, are referring to things that come out of the ground. Elishi Gedelim Nekarka, it's just it gets nourished from the ground. And that's what its reference is, why by Maisa Sheni, and over here in the Gemara's Havamin, it was calling it something that's Gedulim and Aretz, because it does get nourished from the ground. But it's again, but regarding something that double from the Karka, Mamish, that we're not going to call the Behema as Geduli Min Aretz.